Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Want to see our own Nick Allen performing his comedy skits. Stand up. Tonight, Griswold, Iowa. Place called East of Omaha.
Yes.
I looked on the iTunes yesterday. You know, I like to check and see what crap is being downloaded by everybody.
Right.
The number one album is a comedy album. It's Bo Burnham's comedy album. Well,
he's
on Netflix.
Right.
Brand new special on Netflix. That's why. It's huge.
You know what else was on there?
What?
And I would think about going to see this just for the soundtrack. The Cruella soundtrack. Has a bunch of classic rock on it.
Then buy the soundtrack.
I could do that. But I listened to Tina Turner. Ike and Tina Turner doing A Whole Lot of Love.
Oh, she's doing really
nice.
And Come Together. It's great. Oh, Richard will like that 5-1 by the Doors. It's on the Cruella soundtrack.
That's cool.
That's one of the best Doors songs.
You don't have to go see the movie, Todd. Just
5-1. I heard it's a lot of credit for starting the metal movement.
Yeah.
Really?
Just that sound.
Yeah.
Oh, Craig won't like it. There's an ELO song on there.
No, he doesn't mind ELO.
The happiest one in the world?
Yeah.
Living Thing.
Ah.
The 2012 version.
Just a living thing, Craig.
The Clash, Queen.
That's cool, because that'll introduce a bunch of kids to that music.
Yeah, it will, actually. Yeah. Buy the soundtrack, Todd.
Supertramp, Bloody Well Right. Yeah. You're right, I'll do that.
Yeah.
Good thinking.
Yeah.
I thought I'd have to go to the movie to hear that music. Here, I could just buy the soundtrack.
Bo Burnham's bumped down to number 3 now. Number 1 is the new Wolfie Van Halen record.
Ah. Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Mammoth WVH.
When do they update that? Like Thursdays, apparently.
Well, the new records come out on Friday, so.
Was on this date in 1972. You might remember where you were when the controversial XXX-rated film, Deep Throat, opened at the Mature World Theater in New York City.
Yeah. I don't believe I've ever seen even a clip of that.
Oh, I've watched Deep Throat.
Have you?
Oh, yeah. I had it on VHS back in the day. Yeah. It's totally pure 70s, but it's still sex, you know. A lot of hair on both the guy and the girl.
Yeah, I mean,
a lot of hair in that one.
I've seen the porn from that era, but not that particular movie.
Oh, yeah, I have, yeah.
And 40 years ago tomorrow.
Tubin's watched that, too. You know he has. He's 61. He's been
sure.
He saw that.
You watching Deep Throat again, Jeff?
Yeah. You won't let me have any new ones.
I wonder if he and his wife are still going at it.
Okay.
I don't know. What's his wife look like?
Again, let's remember this. This was not a hideous incident on this guy.
No.
His wife knows he masturbates.
Right.
Well, yeah, but he embarrassed her on a national level.
Yes.
Nevertheless. She knows it was a mistake. She knows he's a decent guy, and he's not going to be doing this in front of God and everybody on purpose.
Yeah,
we don't know. We don't. I mean, she might know all that, but she still could be a bitch about it. I mean, why'd you have to do masturbate and phone call? Ain't that good enough for you?
That's a conversation they had years ago. It's not a conversation they're having now.
No, not the masturbation. There's been family birthday parties where I've said the wrong thing and been like, "Well, I guess nothing's happening tonight."
Right. But it doesn't carry over for months and months that you're aware of.
just added to the file.
Yeah, but she's always got that in her back pocket.
It was 40 yeah. years ago tomorrow.
Yeah, he's not thinking of his wife masturbating, I guarantee you that.
No, we don't know that.
No, I'm looking at her.
But we're going to speculate that that was not the case. That he was probably looking at something on his computer.
Right.
Yeah. And if she had been somebody that would go around and be like, oh, I'm Tubin's wife. Like, that might not be happening now.
Yeah, because listen, he wrote for The New Yorker. He's on CNN. He's a legal analyst. They run in those kind of circles. Yeah. So you're right. She is embarrassed. Of course she's embarrassed.
Mm. Now, was there anybody on that call who could have said, hey, Jeff, we're all watching you here. Is that how he got snagged?
It didn't go on for that long, I don't think. I don't recall.
Yeah, I'm sure somebody went, whoa, 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 hey, ho. And then they shut him off.
Somebody else was disappointed they shut him off. So like, oh, cool, we're all masturbating now? All right.
But now,
if Tubin can do it,
right? If he's running the meeting,
I don't think he was running the meeting.
Okay, but if he's running the meeting, he has the ability to mute everybody.
Yeah,
he wasn't running the meeting.
No, he was just in attendance. Yeah,
they could unmute themselves at some point, couldn't they? And say, "Hey, I put it back, Jeff. We can all see you."
Yeah, yes. Yeah. If he was at some point,
if I still don't understand. There's no way they saw the penis. He's just sitting at a desk, probably, on a computer, so it was just probably his face and his arm.
Ah, he might have been.
Yeah.
I think they did see the penis.
Okay, yeah. You could say you weren't masturbating. That's the face I make when I'm drinking coffee. Oh, yeah.
Well, those cameras are a pretty wide angle.
Yeah. They probably saw the
penis. They're a pretty wide angle.
Apparently, Todd leans back in his seat. He just did a visual for me.
Well, and was... There's a very good chance he could have switched to a different like he might have had a laptop sitting on one side of the desk.
Oh, and showed his bare ass.
And so he might have turned to the other side of the desk. Sure. And
maybe he masturbates standing up, you know?
Maybe. Maybe that's his thing.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll never know. If he does any phoners, get a hold of him.
That might be on that list of things Jeff's not going to talk about.
Yeah. Yeah, random radio shows. Yeah.
Unless you're
Please
Allison
don't bring up
Camerata.
Him masturbating. Yeah.
All right. We don't want to talk to him then.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Well, we'll bring in a hot chick. He talked about it with Allison.
Yeah, he did. And she liked it, I think. He had to get his gig back. By the way, we're allies. He's singing, thanks for the help, guys.
But stop.
I didn't realize. I didn't see in the clip. I didn't know that she was spying through. I saw some stuff online yesterday that people were mad that they made a woman interview him for like his comeback. To
well,
see it in.
I, that's the show he was on, and I think the way the broadcast, if they're going to do it, they should not make it not. I mean, they shouldn't overthink that because that's also can be like, well, why couldn't a woman done that? She's a pro professional journalist.
People are going to be pissed regardless.
Either way, right. I thought it was an interesting choice, too, a hot blonde asking about masturbating. But I'd rather have her ask me than some one of my buddies.
Would you?
Well, she may be a buddy.
Yeah, she might. Right. Yeah.
Did they throw it to a panel like they do everything else?
No.
Here on the panel. Here on the panel.
Here's a bunch of other people that got away with masturbating during Zoom calls.
Right.
Speaking of allies, the number three cookie.
Uh-oh.
Bisexual. Ooh. A bisexual cookie.
All right.
Number five is gay. Number four is lesbian. Number three, bisexual.
You got two more cookies left. That means trans cookie's coming our way.
You got to leave room for peanut butter on there.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Not giving anything away.
All right. You're going to piss off somebody eventually.
Oh, yeah. No list makes everybody happy. That's what they're out there for.
Right.
To promote discussion.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
40 years ago tomorrow,
1981,
Raiders of the Lost Ark was released.
Oh, geez. And they're doing a new one.
Cost them $20 million to make.
Really, that's it? That's a lot of money today's, I guess, you know.
Earned them $390.
Wow. That made a lot. That's a great movie.
Yeah, things were...
The original's really good.
Funny how things get more expensive over time.
It is crazy.
Isn't it? That's what you hear.
I saw Caitlyn Jenner.
Prices go up over
Caitlyn
time.
Jenner was on The View yesterday. My wife tapes it. I saw what she said. She was... So I wanted to see a little bit of the piece because she said that Trump didn't lose the election. She refuses to say that. She's running for governor of California. And I'm not picking on the trans, but Bruce is, or Caitlin is a rough sit when you have to look at her for too long. But she said this, nothing to do with her being trans. She said this, when I moved to California in 1973, gas was 39 cents.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And now it's 2000.
What was the average home price?
2001.
And that was almost 50 years ago.
Apparently, that's Gavin Newsom's fault.
Yeah, it is.
And a Ford Pinto cost $2,200
in
1973.
Yeah. Plus, the group she belongs to politically hate her. They hate her.
Yeah, there's really no path to
that. She's a trans. They don't like that.
The office for her.
So is it Joe Biden's fault that I can't get a Pinto for $2,200?
Yeah. Well, yes. He's been in Senate forever.
Yeah. All I see that. Yeah.
That
he could have done something about that.
They don't make Pintos anymore.
I was going to say, are you sure you can't get a 73 Pinto for under $2,200?
Yeah.
That might actually be doable.
You probably could.
Right. When's the last time you've seen a Pinto
on the road?
On the road.
Man, I don't know, Todd.
Which I'd makes them cheaper.
Yeah. Right. I would see it. I would certainly notice that. Oh, I would too. No, I haven't seen a Pinto on the road.
But bring back the $2,200 Pinto.
Yeah, do that.
For Christ's sake.
Did you catch the finale of Keeping Up with the Kardashians last night?
No, speaking of Jenner, no, I did not.
I don't think I've watched a full episode
either of
Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
In any of the 20 seasons?
Ever.
I remember watching like bits and pieces when Bruce was on as Bruce, because he was on the original for years, obviously. It was his household. His daughters were really young, the ones that grew up to be gorgeous.
I think you reported one time about, I think they got robbed somewhere. Yeah. Paris? They were overseas somewhere. And they got robbed of a bunch of jewelry, so I got sucked into
a portion of one of those episodes.
Yeah.
I saw it on the guide. I almost clicked on it because I remember you saying something about it yesterday, but I didn't. I just watched a guy trying to eat like an 8-pound gyro in half an hour.
Isn't that funny that it's that easy just to push a little button and we still avoid stuff? Like, I could do that, but I got other stuff I don't have to do.
Yeah.
But it's just like.
I know.
That's what other people should do when they bitch. Just watch something else.
That's right.
Yeah.
Shut up and watch something else.
No, you got to email us every day.
No, it entertains them more to bitch.
Right.
That is entertaining to them. They're amusing themselves by continuing to watch.
Yeah, check our email.
Making little notes in their head about what they hate.
We have one or two guys that email us every day about something that he hates about us.
So Kim says she's now looking for total happiness moving forward. That's a phrase I just loathe.
Yeah. Total happiness?
No, that's, moving forward.
Oh, yeah.
Well, because Todd goes backwards a lot.
Because
on the track.
You can say the exact same sentence, just remove those words, and it means exactly the same thing.
On the
they're extra words that are meaningless.
Well, warm out these days. It's been the treadmill lately.
Got it.
And people don't scrutinize you near as much at the gym. They recognize the benefits of walking backwards at the gym.
Well, you look like an idiot walking around track backwards. That's why. Yeah. True.
But I think it's made me a better power bottom.
We can attest to that.
Just the dynamics of it all.
That's what it is.
Right. It's added to the power of your bottom.
Yeah, and the
I like
that. Your center of gravity. It's a different approach.
Power bottom. You push back more, I noticed, yeah.
Now, the Kardashian
family, with confidence,
has signed a deal to develop new shows for Hulu to be distributed worldwide on Disney's Star service.
Yep.
They shared tributes on social media after the finale aired. Kim said she's blessed and 15 years have been magical, and everybody else said, it made the whole family
zillionaires because they were not before that.
Do you think they have, like, meetings about their Instagram posts? Do they have, like, a coordinated response to all of this?
Yes.
Probably.
They do.
The mom is in charge of all that.
And then you post the ass shot.
Right.
And we'll wait 2 hours.
Right.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sure they have a big social media team.
All right, Todd, apparently I was wrong. Ooh. I cannot find a Pinto for under $2,200, but I can find some for sale.
Are they retro and cool now? Because they've never been cool or retro.
When did they stop making the Pinto?
They were junk when they were new.
Well, the best I can do here is a 75 Pinto wagon
for
$5,000.
You kidding me?
There's also one here, a 78.
75 Pinto wagon. Didn't cost $5,000 new.
No, it did not.
That thing better be pimped out.
It's not. It's not. It's a piece of junk.
Oh,
The nicest one here is a 78 Ford Pinto in, like, baby blue with 28 actual miles on it.
Oh, it was a brand new one. They kept it off the line.
For $13,000.
Is the metal plate in the back so it doesn't explode? Somebody hits you? That's what happens.
Does not say
here. They had to retrofit those after that happened. Yeah.
No, does not say here. But we could make a trip to New York and pick this up.
All right.
Okay.
You got $2,200, Todd. Let's go.
No, that's 13.
No, this is $13,000.
Oh, okay. Well,
you're going to have to help me out there.
Nope. Get my ass kicked with my Bitcoin. I ain't helping anybody.
Oh, here's some for 19. A 79 Pinto wagon for $19,000.
Is it because they're so retro that they're charging that much?
I guess.
Man.
It says flawless condition.
Except it's a Pinto.
Yeah. Museum time capsule survivor. So
well,
this was just kept off.
Yeah, it's kept off.
But it's got 44,000 miles.
Yeah. The antique designation?
Yeah.
How old does a car have
25,
to be?
25
to
years.
Get that.
25.
Okay, well, that more than qualifies.
Yeah.
So, yes, there are still Pintos on the road somewhere.
All right.
Just not very many.
For the third time in 6 years, the Oklahoma Sooners softball team are national champions.
And they win it in Oklahoma City all the time, too. And it's a home crowd. I was watching some of that with my daughter and my wife. And, you know, they played Florida State in the finals. And the whole crowd's Oklahoma, you know?
Of course.
That's the problem. That's why you don't want, if you hold a big tournament, you don't want your home team there. And they're not going to be there because of Craig's Hogs.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. Craig's Hogs.
Pig Suey Razorbacks.
Yeah.
I got to go back and watch that again tonight.
Thank you.
Just takes about 5 minutes, 10 minutes, bottom of the eighth.
I saw a catch I'm assuming it must have been the championship game yesterday, whatever. For that, some left fielder there just had an incredible
they're
jumping up and diving.
They're amazing athletes, those girls.
All right. Ryan in Wichita has seen a Pinto in its natural habitat.
What, driving through Wichita?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's up?
Oh, sure. Okay.
Hey, how's it going, guys? What's the show.
Thank you, man.
Just happened to come up K-15 yesterday and seen it on the side of the road driving up. I actually had to pull over to look at it. I hadn't seen one in so many years.
Yeah, I haven't either for that. What color was it?
Oh, it was three tone, so it was
old three tone. So you're obviously old enough to remember those things on the road a lot back in the day, right?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
You've been around a few years. Yeah, so have we.
Did you buy weed from him?
No, he kept on going, but he looked like he had something.
Thank you, brother.
All right.
T95.
Goodbye, bud.
God, our calls there almost 100%. They're almost 100%.
He looked like he had my cousin. I love that.
Well, I remember about my cousin, like Todd had one in high school. My cousin was about six, 8 months older than me. He got his license first. And his car was a brown Pinto. And like baby crap brown, too, you know. And he put speakers in the back. And it was, he's piling that and drive around. Cause he was the first guy in the neighborhood to have a car. And this is before they started blowing up, too. And then they started blowing up, and I said, man, thank God nobody hit us. Because then they put this metal plate in to stop from blowing. People died in those things.
Was it a brown-orangish combination?
Yeah, kind of.
Because that was the color of my Pintel.
Yeah, that was it.
And I had the I didn't mount the speakers in the back so you could open up the hatch and put them outside.
That's right.
You could provide the party. You were the party. Yeah. You were the musical entertainment.
You better bring something with you because you're pointing into the Pinto.
Yeah. Right.
For when somebody had a keg for the moon tower, you could just pull up and put the speakers out.
That's it. That's it.
That's it, exactly.
That's a documentary that they got right. Days of Confused, they got that right.
Well, I came here to do two things, drink beer and kick ass.
almost out of beer.
That was the scene. It was a farmer's field. There was a
That's
keg,
why I got a keg for tomorrow, by the way. Two, it's going to happen tomorrow.
And me and my Pinto with the speakers on top of the Pinto.
My daughter's graduation, but the soundtrack's Foghat.
Had the power booster under the seat.
Oh, perfect. Yeah.
The equalizer in the dash.
Oh, equalizer, yeah.
That's when people cared about their sound system in their car.
Well, once again, all
the factory ones were crap.
And your sound system was more expensive than a Pinto at that time.
Oh, probably. Oh,
yeah. A used Pinto in the 70s, they gave those away.
I had a buddy in high school who had an El Camino. Yeah. And he put, I think he had subwoofers behind the seats in the El Camino to the point where I couldn't even ride in a car. Like, because the seat had to be shoved so far forward.
That was it.
Right. And luckily, he was a shorter guy, so he could get away with it. But, there was more speaker than it was sitting room.
I love when he said, look, the guy on the phone from Wichita said, looks like he had some weed, though. Yeah. Natural habitat.
Do you think it was an accident you couldn't fit in your friend's car?
Well, it was an El Camino to start with.
Well, to give you right, Pospito, I made these adjustments so you can't fit in it anymore.
I actually had a few friends in high school, Nick. Not everybody hated me.
Yeah, well, you make it sound
like just this one guy.
Yeah.
He's one of the ones I actually keep in touch with.
Oh, good for you.
Like, of the three.
That's about how many people I keep in touch with from high school.
From high school.
Oh, don't you see guys in your neighborhood? You went to high school like a block from.
Sometimes
where you live.
My friends kind of like move. Okay,
your best friends move. Yeah. Okay, got it. Right.
Then I'll run into people. I'm like, oh, do you know this? We're a gigantic high school. Like, do you remember?
When I go back home,
do you know Avery?
I'll go to the grocery store and just turn a corner from back in my hometown, and I see somebody I've known for years, and I just go. They're not friends usually. And I was. You know, it's funny how you. I think all of us are guilty of this. If you can see somebody, they can see you.
Yeah.
But we've always, there's something in the human condition that keeps you from thinking, oh, they didn't see me. Well, they're thinking the same thing. I walk around
Hope
the corner, I go,
me.
I'll just use the word Jack. I walk around the corner, I go, I remember that guy, his name's Jack. I've seen that guy in years. Guess what he's thinking? Oh, I remember that guy, it's Mike. I haven't seen that guy in years. And we just avoid each other. It's the same thing.
Both of you are hoping the other one doesn't say anything.
There's really no reason to say hi. You just kind of knew each other.
Are all your old school friends?
You're just in the area.
That you keep in touch with? Did you know them from high school?
The eight on my text chain are all high school buddies except for one who I met 2 or 3 years out of high school. Yeah.
They don't keep in touch.
Yeah.
With anybody.
But I had a bunch, big network of friends. I went to a bigger school, you know. You went to, you know. You got out right away.
Class of 95.
You got out right away. You know.
I mean,
class of 95.
I'll talk on occasion, but there's no one from my high school that I keep in touch with on a regular basis. No. All right. Mike here actually owns a Pinto.
What year, Mike?
1974.
What year did you buy it?
I bought it like 2 years ago.
Were you always looking for one? Always wanted one?
Not really. A guy down the road had it, and it was just sitting there and had a for sale sign on it.
What color?
54,000 miles on. Oh, it's the ugliest yellow you've ever seen.
Yeah, there's I know that yellow.
It's like the old San Diego Padres mustard yellow.
Yeah, I remember that car. What was it?
With the wood trim.
What's the interior look like?
It's in pretty good shape, actually.
What color?
It's kind of a dark gray.
Okay, all right.
Almost black.
So gray, okay.
Only had 54,000 miles on it. Don't burn the oil. It's
That's the key. Burning oil. Yeah. Doesn't burn oil. How much did it cost you?
I bought a guy from $2,000.
Do you drive it every day, or is it something you just bring out for the ladies?
Yeah, that's what I do. picking up women on that thing. Yeah. Nothing gets the women like a 74 Pinto station wagon.
That's what we hear.
Todd? Todd says that.
That's what we hear. It's the wagon with the Woody on the side. Oh, man, yes. You're right. Yeah. Oh, chicks sop on that thing. Yeah, all right.
Oh, they do.
When you see the hot rods.
The station wagon, so they're not the exploders where they, get rid of.
That's right, the exploders. The wagons didn't explode. That's right. Now, I'm guessing, I don't want to give away your age, but I'm guessing you were old enough to remember the 74 Pinto, right, when it was on the road, correct?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, of course you were. Cool. Oh, that's cool.
You give away my age. I'm 60 years old.
Okay. Oh, so it was a retro car for you. Excellent, man. Excellent. All right.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, I love it. It runs good. Don't burn no oil. The Pinto's are disposable cars like the Chevette.
I had a Chevette. There's got to be a bunch of guys that see you on the road and just turn their heads and look at it, right, all the time.
Yeah, but you know what? I got a lot of people offering me money for it.
I bet they do. Yeah. I bet they do, man.
I bet you're welcome at the.
Like I said,
but that's your pussy wagon. That's your pee wagon there.
There's not a bit of rust on the thing. I bought it from a guy, older guy, out here by Ashland. He kept it in his garage.
Oh, man. All right.
That's why it's only got 54,000. It doesn't have a bit of rust on it. I mean, it's showroom new.
Now we want to see this damn thing. Yeah. Is there room enough for Puss to sit in it? You got a big woofer in the back.
Yes. Might have to put it in the back.
Yeah, when I see the classic car rolling down the street, right? The hot rods rolling down the street, I would like to see your Pinto in that lineup.
So would I, man. All right.
I bet you'd be welcome.
It's a beautiful car, man. You guys are just not.
I'd love to see it. I'd love to see it someday.
I owned one. Yeah. Well, I didn't own one, but I drove one.
I'd love to see it someday.
You probably owned the one that blew up.
All right.
the ones that got rear-ended and blew up.
Thanks, buddy. Right. Appreciate it, man. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Because, it picks up the women.
Yeah. That's awesome. No, the other ones were called exploders.
They were called that was one of the lines, The Ford Exploder. Yeah.
Well, it did attract some women, but they were from 50 miles out of town.
What year was yours, Todd?
76.
Okay, so it was fairly new.
Oh, yeah.
At the time, yeah. You got all kinds of ladies in that, didn't you?
Two.
That's all kinds.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.